Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn, today,
Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome, everybody, to the Robert Scott Bell Show. It is Thursday, and no, I'm not Robert Scott Bell. The voice is just a little bit different, isn't it? This is Ty Bollinger. I'm sitting in for Robert today. He is on a much-needed break. He's taking his kiddos on a field trip with the school to learn some real history. So I'm going to be sitting in, and we're going to go through some current events, some interesting articles that we've found these last couple days due to our fabulous producer, Super Don, who is actually here with us today. Super Don, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Yes, welcome. Welcome, Ty. It's awesome to have you fill in. Awesome to be able to work with you. And, yeah, I think we'll have some fun today.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think so, too. And the first thing that we're going to hit is a topic that is near and dear to Super Don's heart. It's an article that we just got sent over yesterday. And the title of the article is Ruling is Victory for Drug Companies in Promoting Medicine for Other Uses. Other uses, what does that mean? It means off-label uses. So what is off-label use of drugs, Don? Can you fill in those that are listening that might not know what off-label use is?
You know, there are only a few topics that we talk about on this show that when I read something like this, I literally have a head explosion. I mean, we're talking thermonuclear event taking place on the top of my head.
Yeah.
I hate this because the hypocrisy of off-label use is so blatant and in your face and so transparent that Big Pharma just, they've got the advantage in this situation. You know, on the one hand, we cover so many stories where the little guy, you know, the mom and pop store, you know, somewhere in the country is trying to sell some herbal supplement that's going to relieve whatever, you know, to help you with gas or something. You know, it's no big deal. And the FDA will show up at their front door and kick the door down, seize all of their assets, seize all of their product, basically put these people into bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Yet at the same time, a doctor can prescribe a drug that it is not FDA approved for, and somehow that's okay. So on the one hand, mom and pop, nope, you can't do that because it isn't FDA approved. Yet the doctor, yep, you can go ahead and do that, even though the FDA has not approved that. So here we've got this story where this pharmaceutical rep claims that he was having his free speech violated because he was not able to go out there and promote drugs for off-label use. It's a freedom of speech issue, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, it does make your head explode, doesn't it? When you look at, in light of the many cases over the last, say, 15 years where you... Don's not exaggerating. There was a late 1990s, Stevia got in the FDA's radar, and they were going to have a good old-fashioned book burning down in Texas, believe it or not. I think it was 1996 was the year, because of the folks that were selling Stevia as a sweetener. And it was not supposed to be labeled as a sweetener, but rather an herb. And so they got in some trouble. They didn't. The local news, if I remember correctly, came out with their cameras rolling, and so the FDA backed off, and they didn't have a good old Nazi style book burning. But you know, you got the stevia, you've got the walnuts. A few years ago, Diamond Foods received a letter from the FDA, a cease and desist letter from the FDA. They were selling walnuts, and they had the audacity to tell the truth that walnuts help with a variety of health issues.
Sure.
They're a very healthy nut. And because of that, FDA sent them a letter that said, you better stop making these claims or we're going to come seize all your assets. Walnuts.
Yeah. Well, and something more recent, cherry juice. Cherry juice is in the news because it helps with gout. And I'll tell you what, I don't know if you heard about this. I think Robert and I covered this maybe like a year ago or something like that. But believe it or not, there was talk about there being a problem with recommending somebody drink water to help with dehydration.
Yeah, no, that was in, that's true. Yeah. It was in the European Union.
Yeah.
And they said that you could not, the water retailers could not make claims that water prevents dehydration.
That is absolutely,
a medical claim.
Absolutely insane.
I mean, how absurd.
When I saw this story, I mean, listen, this was the Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit in Manhattan that came up with the decision. It was a 2-1 decision. Basically saying that it was violating this drug rep's freedom of speech by saying he could not promote drugs for off-label. Now, what's got me worried about this is that, and it points out here in the article, that Big Pharma has had to pay just billions of dollars in penalties over an extended period of time to the federal government because they were being accused of marketing these drugs for off-label uses. What we've got now with this ruling is it sets a precedence now. where it's going to open up the floodgates for Big Pharma, and it's going to, they're going to be able to now refer to this, and they're going to say, look, you know, it's a freedom of speech issue. We should be able to just go out there and come up with all of these other uses for these drugs, which Big Pharma is the reason why they do this. And, you know, I mean, I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but, you know, the reason why they're doing this is it's a financial thing. They want to try and maximize the profit, especially with Big Pharma losing the patents just recently on a lot of these blockbuster drugs. They're sweating bullets. They're like, how do we shore up the money that we're losing here? So, you know, they're trying to find every and any reason they can to try and prescribe a drug that, you know, originally was for epileptic seizures. Oh, I think this might be good for arthritis now. I mean, you know, anything they can do to try and make as much as they can off these drugs. And it's sick.
Yeah, sure, exactly. And that's why there's, believe it or not, there's certain chemotherapy agents that they're now prescribing to help with arthritis. Because they're no longer effective at chemo, or the patents are expiring or whatever. And so they're using agents such as chemotherapy to help with arthritis. So he's not making this up, folks. This is it's shocking, but it's not shocking. It should be standard protocol now. It's standard operating procedure for the medical mafia to do this. Interesting, according to the Department of Justice, off-label promotion renders the product to be misbranded, and if it, according to the FDA, if it's a misbranded drug, it is illegal.
Right.
So if you put two and two together here, no matter what they say, this is illegal. But the thing that we're seeing here that's exemplified with this story is that you have a double standard. If you're a drug company, you can say whatever you want. You can falsify all the research you want, and it's okay. But if you're not a drug company, you can tell the truth, like the stevia manufacturers were, or the Diamond Foods walnuts retailers were, or the cherry juice, which what Don was talking about, where 30 manufacturers of products that had cherries in them were sent letters that said, you better take the research off of your page, because they were linking through to scientific research that cherry juice helps with gout and with arthritis pain. So it's a double standard that we're seeing here. It's a blatant double standard, but hey, that's the world we live in, folks. So that all the more reason, you got to learn to do the research for yourself. Don't listen to what the drug companies tell you on all the commercials on TV. Don't listen to what your doctor necessarily tells you, because all of his education is from the medical journals that are sponsored by the drug companies. And we're getting hit with propaganda. You got to learn to do your own research. And so that's why we're here, trying to shed some light on you on the truth of the subjects, trying to let you know that we are in a myriad of deception here. I mean, it is deception from the time that you wake up to the time that you go to bed. We are living in the medical matrix, so we want you to have a source of truth here, and that's hopefully what the Robert Scott Bell Show is providing for you on a daily basis. What do you say to that, Super Don?
That's our mission, and if we can make you laugh every once in a while, too, we do that. But, free speech.
It is free speech.
Where is the free speech?
What about the article that you just sent yesterday about the cops arresting the man at the Christmas parade for telling the kids that Santa Claus isn't real? 24-year-old man in Canada. What do you think about that? Was that hilarious?
Isn't that insane? I mean, listen, look, it's fine. I have five kids. Most of them are grown up now. But, look, the whole Santa thing, you don't want to ruin the situation for them. So I could see maybe on a personal level, if some guy came up to my kid and said, Santa's not real, you know, and the kid starts crying, you know, and it's
right.
Like, you know, you have to sit now, explain, you know, where the presents come from. Yeah, okay, but to be arrested for that?
Right.
I mean, come on. There's something wrong here.
Yeah, but on the flip side of the coin, you've got the drug companies that can basically just lie to your face about the uses for drugs, the fact that this drug has not been approved for this use, but they can still tell you it's okay. They can lie to your face on their commercials.
Right.
But, and then they can lie to your face with all the fraud. I mean, look at all the fraud. GlaxoSmithKline, Pfizer, Merck, all, over the past 3-4 months, how many dozens of articles have come out with how many billions of dollars of settlement because they've falsified research? That's okay. But if you tell the kids that Santa Claus isn't real, they're going to get thrown in jail. And now, I have some news for this guy. It's breaking news, actually. Santa Claus is real, and he lives on the North Pole in a pink igloo with the Easter Bunny and the Keebler Elf.
Oh, well, okay. You heard it here.
Breaking news here on the Robert Scott Bell Show first. Santa Claus is real. And I'm sure that that's something that Robert's going to want to address when he gets back in the saddle tomorrow on the show, don't you think?
Yeah, I'll make sure we bring that up because I'd like to get Robert's take. But you know, just an important point on this guy that got arrested. Just to be fair and accurate here, there were a couple other things going on here. Apparently, the guy was drunk.
So we had
drunk in public. They dubbed him the Intoxicated Grinch. Is the name that they gave him. So, you know, obviously I think there was some disturbing the peace there. But in any case, it's a good example, though, kind of, you know, talking about what we were referring to in the first story, is that, you know, if you're going to wrap yourself in freedom of speech, you know, everybody has to be free to that speech,
right?
Not just the pharmaceutical reps.
Yeah, I agree. He was drunk. He was a drunk Grinch, but I repeat myself, right? isn't that a repetition? But it is about freedom of speech. And if you talk to somebody that says, I believe in freedom of speech, but if they follow it with but, then they don't believe in freedom of speech.
Right.
You either got it or you don't. Now, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't use your brain. There's certain context, certain scenarios under which you probably don't want to say certain things.
Sure.
For instance, when my mother died, when my father died of cancer, as soon as they died, within several days, I probably had a dozen, two dozen people call or email or come over to the house and say, you know what? Your dad's in a better place. Okay? I got sick of hearing dad's in a better place. Now, should they be arrested for this, for saying that? No, they had their hearts were in the right place. They wanted to comfort. But at that point, you don't want to hear that. You just want to say, look, just don't talk.
Right.
Okay? So you got freedom of speech, but all we're trying to say is use your brain to have a little bit of common sense when you're talking about certain subjects with certain people. And so I guess maybe that's the moral of the story that we can learn from this Santa Claus story, right? Use your brain. We do have freedom of speech, but please be logical and be reasonable about when you exercise that right to freedom of speech.
Yeah. If being annoying or being dumb was illegal, then there'd be a lot of people in jail.
Half the country be in jail. Anyway, Super Don, thanks for being with us on this segment. We're going to take a break here, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to talk a little bit about non-off-label uses for drugs, such as tamoxifen for breast cancer. So we're going to be right back here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is hour number one. I'm your guest host today, Ty Bollinger. I'm sitting in for Robert Scott Bell, who's out having some fun with his kids. So glad to be here. Glad to spend some time with that first segment with Super Don. He's always a pleasure to talk to. Multi-talented, intelligent fella. He's the producer of this show and really gives it that top-notch quality when you're listening to it. He's amazing. So thanks, Super Don, for spending some time with us there, that first section. We talked a little bit about off-label drug use. So I want to talk this section a little bit about approved or non-off-label drug use. In other words, using drugs for the purpose by which they have been approved, for which they have been approved. Specifically, there's an article today in the New York Times, and the title of which is Extended Use of Breast Cancer Drug is Suggested. Now, what might that breast cancer drug be? The name of it would be tamoxifen, and I'm certain that many of you have heard of tamoxifen. It's the number one drug prescribed to treat breast cancer. Now, they're saying in this article that you should not stop using tamoxifen before this time. I guess the maximum recommended years for the use of tamoxifen was 5 years. And now they're saying, no, you know what? Go ahead and use it for 10 years. You're less likely to have the cancer come back if you go ahead and stay on it for 10 years. So we're talking about the money in the past. Follow the money trail. So this is an example of that. Following the money trail, you got 10 years of use versus 5 years of use. But something more interesting about it, for those of you that don't know much about tamoxifen, in 1996, the World Health Organization declared tamoxifen to be a class 1 carcinogen, which is a known carcinogen. What does that mean? It means it causes cancer. So they're saying go ahead and use it for 10 years. I doubt you're going to make it that long if you're on tamoxifen. It causes cancer, folks. In 2007, International Journal of Gynecological Cancer printed an article about tamoxifen showing that it doubles the risk of uterine cancer and mortality in those women that use it for breast cancer. JAMA, Journal of American Medical Association, and New England Journal of Medicine have had studies that have shown that it increases the risk of liver cancer and gastrointestinal cancer for those ladies who are using tamoxifen. So, wow, does that make sense to you? How are we going to treat a disease like cancer with a set of drugs that cause the immune system to be completely compromised, whack out whatever immune system you've got left? They make you susceptible to cancer even worse. So this doesn't make any sense to me, but it doesn't surprise me either. This is the kind of nonsense, quote, scientific, pseudo-scientific studies that we get all the time. Interestingly, about breast cancer, while we were on that subject, Breast Cancer Awareness Month was actually sponsored initially in 1985 by Zeneca Pharmaceuticals, now known as AstraZeneca. And the connection there, they're the company that manufactures tamoxifen. Yep, that's right. The founder of Breast Cancer Awareness Month is the one that manufactures the primary drug used to treat, and I use that word loosely, breast cancer. Zeneca also manufactures a line of herbicides and fungicides, and one of their products, which is the organochlorine pesticide called acetachlor, has been implicated in breast cancer. So it's interesting. They manufacture drugs to treat breast cancer. They manufacture herbicides and fungicides, which give you breast cancer, yet They are the sponsor for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. All that makes me do is just go, this just doesn't make sense to me, does it, you folks? But you know what? The modern medical mafia doesn't make sense. It reminds me of a story that I have told oftentimes before, but I'm going to tell it again. A good friend of mine named Jason Vail, who was into apricot seeds. He was a competitive arm wrestler back in the mid-1990s. He was diagnosed with terminal cancer. And he was actually my first experience with alternative cancer treatments. I saw a videotape. Remember videotapes? You know, the things that had the little tape that went over and you put it in and you pushed play. Those are long gone. But videotapes, cassette tapes, that shows how old I am at this point, that I used to watch videotapes and listen to cassette tapes. But there was a videotape in the mid-90s of Jason on a TV show called Extra. Sure, you've heard of Extra. Well, Jason was on that show and he told his story about treating his terminal cancer with apricot seeds and apple seeds. They contain a substance called Laetril or vitamin B17, and that was the first experience I had with alternative cancer treatments. Well, Jason ran into some problems in about 1998 when the FDA sent him a 3-page warning letter about his promotion and distribution of the unapproved drug Laetril in the form of apricot seeds. You see, he had a website that he'd put up since he'd been cured, and he was selling apricot seeds, and he was telling people all about getting cured, and he had testimonials of thousands of people on his website that had been cured from their cancer by taking apricot seeds and apple seeds that can contain a Laetril, or better known as vitamin B17. The letter stated that for labeling these products with a therapeutic claim, they had then been defined by the FDA as drugs. And in other words, once you make a claim about a natural substance, it no longer is a natural substance. Those apricot seeds and apple seeds were no longer natural substances. They then were somehow transformed into a drug because he made claims about them on his website, and so he was guilty of selling drugs without a license or selling unapproved drugs. Well, Jason was sent an injunction letter saying that you got to take your claims off your website, which he did. And then at that point, he thought he was in the clear, but then the FDA raided his house. They confiscated his computers. They confiscated his records and his client list, customer list of people he had sold the dangerous apricot and apple seeds to. His bail was set at not $5,000 or $10,000, $800,000. Can you believe that? His bail was set at $800,000. In the summer of 2002, I think it was, he had to put his house up as collateral to pay the bail to get him to the trial. He thought that he would get a fair trial, but the judge at the trial would not allow the injunction letter, which he signed, to be admitted into evidence. And what that would have done is it would have acquitted him, because he did not ever agree to not sell apricot seeds. He agreed to take the claims by the people that had been cured of cancer by using apricot seeds off his website. And that he did. However, the judge said that it wasn't pertinent to the case. Can you believe that? The judge said that the injunction was not pertinent. So Jason ended up going to jail for 63 months in the New York State Penitentiary for selling apple seeds and apricot seeds on his website. Yes, this is America, land of the free, home of the brave, where you can sell drugs off-label and not have any kind of issues, protected by the First Amendment. We just talked about that last segment with Super Don. But if you happen to be selling a natural substance, you cannot tell the truth about it. Because if you do, it somehow transmutates into a drug, and you'll be convicted of selling drugs without a license, and they'll throw you into the pen, which they did with Jason Vail. He did 5 years. He got out of jail in 2008, after which time I interviewed him for the last edition, the latest edition of my book on cancer. God bless his mother. He told me that one of the neatest stories that I like to tell, she would sneak in to see him, to come visit in the New York State Pen, and she'd bring him mixed nuts. And if you've ever seen apricot seeds, they look just like almonds. And so what she'd do, she'd take the almonds out of the mixed nuts, and she'd put apricot seeds in. And she'd sneak him in, and he said one of the most satisfying things was for him to sit in front of those guards and eat apricot seeds right in front of him, knowing that that was what he was in jail for. Anyway, interesting story about Jason, but I think it exemplifies the point that First Amendment only applies in some cases here. First Amendment applies to drug companies. They can label or they can sell drugs off-label that have not been tested, make claims about the different off-label diseases that they will treat, and that's not a problem. It's protected by the First Amendment, so they ruled yesterday. But if you're somebody that's not a drug company and you try to sell a natural substance as benign as apricot seeds, you may just go to jail. Interesting story, but it is a sad story because it does show us the kind of medical tyranny that we are living in today, folks. And that is, it's not uncommon. These stories I get all the time from folks that have been harassed by the FDA or the FTC or the other alphabet agencies because of making claims that are actually the truth. And we talked about the cherry growers and the walnut retailers in the first section, and we'll talk about that a little bit more later. Anyway, I wanted to share that with you because First Amendment is the First Amendment. And if we have freedom of speech, we should have freedom of speech regardless of what we're talking about. We're going to take a little break here and come right back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm your guest host, Ty Bollinger. You hang tight. We'll be right back.
Robert Scott Bell.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell. Bell. Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm your guest host today, Ty Bollinger. I'm sitting in for my good friend Robert, who is out on a field trip with his children. So I hope you're having a good time, Robert. You deserve the much-needed rest and relaxation time with your kiddos. So before the last break, I was talking about my good friend Jason Vale and his experience with the medical mafia, for lack of a better word. Actually, I think that's a very good word, medical mafia. Thrown in jail for 5 years for selling apricot seeds on his website. And by the way, he's out of jail now. I'm good friends with Jason. He got out in 2008 from the New York State Pen. And since that time, he's back at work. He's got a website, apricotsfromgod.info, and he's back to his old antics, trying to help people cure their cancer naturally. Bad, bad Jason. You criminal, you terrorist. How dare you try to help people cure their cancer naturally without going through the hell that is chemotherapy and radiation and surgery and all of the nasty side effects of their hair falling out and throwing up and devastating their immune system. How dare you try to help them cure cancer naturally? Anyway, of course, that is tongue-in-cheek. I'm saying that Jason is a hero in my book, and I really appreciate his friendship and what he's done to help spread the word about natural treatments. One of the things that plays into the equation here when you're dealing with the medical mafia, especially big pharmaceutical companies, you know, why would they throw Jason in jail for 5 years for selling apricot seeds? Well, they're bullies, number one. They're tyrants. But he was cutting into their revenue. When you have a natural treatment for cancer that becomes widely known, it is cutting into the cancer treatment revenues, specifically the drug sales of big pharmaceutical companies. It's all about the money, folks. It really is. I mean, if you look at the articles that have come out this year on big pharmaceutical companies and their corruption, if you look at Eli Lilly, in August of this year, they admitted to more than $200 million worth of doctor payoffs. $200 million. In the first quarter of this year, Eli Lilly agreed to pay $1.4 billion to settle criminal and civil allegations of promoting drugs for unapproved uses. That's what Superdon and I were talking about earlier in the program. Off-label uses. They knew that they had one of their products was, or their drugs was called Zyprexa, and they knew it was causing diabetes. But they didn't tell them this. And so they already have settled in numerous what's called failure to warn lawsuits totaling $1.2 billion. I tell you what. But that's just a drop in the bucket to these big pharmaceutical folks. To you or I, we got $1.2 billion fine. It would break us. I mean, we don't have close to that amount of money. But that is just a drop in the bucket compared to the billions and billions and billions of dollars that these big pharmaceutical companies make each and every year. As a matter of fact, the analysis that I saw, the last analysis was the year 2004. And in that year, the top 10 pharmaceutical companies in the Fortune 500 made more combined profits than the other 490 companies put together. That blows your mind when you think about it, folks. But Eli Lilly's not alone. I mean, Merck's in here, too. Merck was accused by its own virologist of lying about the effectiveness of their vaccines. They were falsifying data. They were spiking blood tests. They're actually injecting animal antibodies to artificially inflate the appearance of an immune system response when it really wasn't happening. And they were intimidating scientists. GlaxoSmithKline, the same. They pled guilty in July to bribery, fraud, other crimes, paid $1 billion in criminal fines and $2 billion in civil fines. They were routinely bribing doctors. They were fabricating drug safety data. They had a bribery network of 49,000 doctors who were receiving financial kickbacks in order to push more pills to prescribe their drugs. Pfizer, not exempt. They agreed to pay $2.3 billion this year to settle criminal and civil liabilities for their off-label, there's the word again, off-label promotion of Bextra, which was a painkiller. Anyway, if Big Pharma would falsify data about vaccines, what else would they do? Would they inject us with cancer vaccines? Would they silence people that were whistleblowers who were trying to go public with the truth? Would they destroy the lives and the careers of doctors and scientists who opposed them? You bet they would. They're already doing it, folks. Of course they would. See, the real problem with this is what I call a domino effect, which takes place when a scientific journal, a medical journal, has fraud that's published in it. So you've got peer-reviewed medical journals, which is where the doctors get their continuing education. Okay, these are supposed to be the gold standard of medical education. Now, when there's a fraudulent study that's published, they get quoted over and over and over and requoted. It's called the domino effect, as I mentioned. prime example of this was in 2010, if you remember, when there was the story that's been called the largest medical research fraud in history. Dr. Scott Rubin, who was the former member of the Speaker's Bureau for, I believe, Pfizer. Yeah, it was Pfizer. He agreed to plead guilty of faking dozens of studies that were published in medical journals. He'd accepted a $75,000 grant from Pfizer to study Celebrex in 2005. And he published his research, I use that term loosely, in a medical journal. And then the domino effect began to take place, and hundreds of doctors and researchers began to quote his research as proof that Celebrex helps to reduce pain. There's only one problem with this, folks. No patients were ever enrolled in the study. That's right. He had faked the entire study, and he got it published anyway. According to, was it the New York Times or the Journal? I think it was Wall Street Journal. Rubin had also faked study data on Vioxx. Remember Vioxx, drug that the FDA admits to having killed 60,000 people? All in all, Rubin totally falsified at least 10 scientific papers and 21 articles that he had published in medical journals. Turns out he'd been faking his research for over a decade, folks. 10 years ago, I would have been shocked by this story, but not now. From the thousands of hours that I've spent researching cancer and cancer treatments and cancer cover-ups, I've learned that this is standard operating procedure for the medical mafia. The real story here is that this is just business as usual for Big Pharma. You look at the stories I just told you about, published this year by Eli Lilly, about Eli Lilly and Merck and Glaxo and Pfizer. This is standard operating procedure. Drug companies bribe researchers and doctors as routine. Medical journals routinely publish false, fraudulent studies. FDA panel members regularly rely on falsified research in making their drug decisions for which drug gets approved and which one doesn't. And the mainstream, lamestream media quotes falsified research when reporting the news to us. In other words, this is widespread in modern medicine. Don't forget that the drug companies openly supported Rubin's research. They paid him to keep fabricating the studies. If a drug company wanted to prove that their drug was good for some new application, all they have to do is ask a doctor like Rubin to come up with the research. You know, wink, wink. Here's another $50,000 to study whether or not our drug is good for post-surgical pain. Wink, wink. And all the results just magically appear as long as the right researcher gets paid to pull these results out of thin air. Much like waving a magician's wand and chanting, abracadabra, and let there be research data. Or in the voice of old Gomer Pyle, my kids, they love Andy Griffith. They love Gomer Pyle. Shazam!
Surprise, surprise, surprise!
The research data just materializes like that, and it all gets written up into a scientific paper and printed in medical journals. Nothing new. There's nothing new. Listen to this. This is a funny story. It's a sad story, though. Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, Memorial Sloan Kettering, very well-renowned cancer center up in New York. In 1974, there was a doctor named William Summerlin. He was studying skin graft treatments, whether they were working or not. Listen to what he did. He colored patches of fur on white mice with a black magic marker, in an attempt to prove that his skin graft treatment was working. Can you believe that? He colored them on with a magic marker. I mean, it sounds like something that my 2-year-old daughter Charity would do, not a cancer researcher at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. But that's what happens. This is standard procedure in standard cancer research, right? I use that term loosely. This is not research. It's fabricated data. If you or I were to do this, we would be thrown in jail. But the medical mafia does it. They get a slap on the wrist, and nothing else really happens to them. The bottom line is what the FDA is doing to protect us and what we think they're doing to protect us is different as night and day. There's an interesting quote that I've quoted before by Dr. Charles Edwards, who was a former FDA commissioner. And he said, and this was in a congressional testimony, he said, "It is not the FDA policy to jeopardize the financial interest of the pharmaceutical companies." What does that mean to you and I? It means as long as we get paid off, we're going to tell you whatever the pharmaceutical companies want us to tell you about their drugs. And as long as the money trail keeps coming in, we're going to continue to approve drugs that may be harmful or even deadly. That's what it means. I want to talk to you a little bit. I just got a couple minutes. I got to take another break here. We're going to have Super Don back with us here next section. I'm looking forward to that. I love Super Don. Great guy. Very interesting guy. And I think we'll have a fun time talking. We're going to have a moment of duh next section. And we're also going to kind of wrap up the show, talk a little bit more about what difference does it make if we're free or not. But I want to talk to you real quickly about an article that I just read yesterday by Jonathan Benson, who is a staff writer for Natural News. He puts out some great stuff, by the way. If you want to go to a website that they will keep you informed of what's going on in the health world, naturalnews.com will definitely do it. But the title of this article is, Are You Being Fooled by Your Labels? 50% of people falsely believe all natural means no GMOs. And it basically goes into the story and it talks about how over 50% of people think that that's what that means, that natural means no GMOs, when in reality it means nothing of the sort. You can have a package of Doritos that say all natural, and they've got high fructose corn syrup in them to sweeten them, and they've got genetically modified corn, soybean, and even cottonseed oil in them. So you have a product that's labeled all natural, but you've got GMO foods in the all natural food. So is it really all natural? No, it's not all natural. Genetically modified foods, there's nothing natural about genetically modified foods at all. But anyway, very interesting article. Watch all natural label. It basically means nothing. The label, what you want is to say organic, because if it's organic, it doesn't contain any GMOs. And the GMOs are what is going to sterilize our planet if we don't watch it. GMOs, genetically modified foods, are in almost every processed foods. There's a few other common but misleading claims that are made on food products, and I'm going to review them real quickly before we take a break here. Lightly sweetened. What exactly does lightly sweetened mean? I don't know. Neither does the FDA. It means nothing. Lightly sweetened means nothing, especially when it's lightly sweetened with high fructose corn syrup. Another common but misleading claim on food products is a good source of fiber. Have no idea what that means. As a matter of fact, if they use polydextrose as the fiber, then it's pretty dangerous for you. Another phrase that you got to watch out for, strengthens your immune system. What exactly does that mean? When they can claim that for Nestle's Carnation Instant Breakfast, that it has antioxidants that strengthen your immune system, it really means nothing. And then lastly, it says made with real fruit, especially when we're looking at baby foods that are made with real fruit. I mean, you look at typical baby foods, and the number one and two ingredients are high fructose corn syrup and sugar. They may have 1 or 2% of real fruit or real fruit juice, but they're not real fruit. So that's another deceiving food label, made with real fruit.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
We got to take a break here. When we come back, we are going to have Super Don on, and we're going to wrap up this show. But I want to thank you for listening today. It's always fun to be able to share this kind of truth and information with you listeners of the Robert Scott Bell Show, because we have the best listeners around. Robert's out on vacation today, but I'm hanging in the fort here, and I'm holding down the fort, and I'm going to be back in just about 2 minutes. Hang tight.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in the 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm your guest host today, Ty Bollinger, and we've got Super Don with us again for this fourth segment. We had a good time on segment one, so I said, hey, what the hey? Let's have him back again. So, Super Don, welcome.
Hey, good show today. Having fun doing this, for sure.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to have a little bit of fun with today's
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh, brought to you by the good folks at some place that decided to do a study that, you know... I don't understand. I wish they would give me some of the money from these studies. I would take half. Give me half of what you spent on that study. I'll do it for that. But believe it or not, guess what? Would you believe that diet can help prevent repeat heart attacks?
That's amazing. I can say duh to that. Article that was just published Fox News 2 days ago. Diet helps prevent repeat heart attacks. I tell you what, they didn't have to study. Let's see, Canadian researchers interviewed 32,000 people from 40 countries, and they learned that diet helps to prevent repeat heart attacks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely. And not only did they discover that eating healthy may reduce the risk of a new heart attack, but also, get this, eating healthy may also lower the risk of dying.
You know what? I just saw that. So, you know, last time I checked, the risk of dying was 100% for everyone, wasn't it?
Well, that's true. I mean, eventually it's going to happen. It's not about whether you're going to die. It's going to be when you die and the quality of your life in between,
yeah.
Right?
No, I'm just kind of trying to be sarcastic here because it's just the way they worded the study here. But, yeah, I mean, does anybody dispute the fact that eating healthy can help you to prevent a heart attack?
Yeah.
I mean, duh, come on. But they spent, how much money did they spend on this? Is it included in the article?
You know, they never, almost never mention that. And it's really hard to find because I think if they put that out there and it was easy to find, there probably would be a little bit of an uproar at some point. So they just say,
sure.
A study, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wonder if they've done studies on the safety of aloe vera or cherries or walnuts. You think they've done studies on that? We were talking about that earlier in section one about the different companies that have been persecuted and prosecuted for selling their natural substances, natural foods. You think they've done any studies on those?
I don't think we're going to find any of those in the JAMA. No, they probably won't.
Probably
see
not. Probably not. But you know, just to kind of tie things back to what we were talking about earlier with Super Don and I. The fact that freedom matters. Freedom matters. One of the things that I get all the time from folks that have either bought my books or they're posting on Facebook, asking me questions, the criticism that I get is I tend to talk a lot about being free. I tend to talk about our personal liberties. I tend to talk a lot about the tyranny that we undergo when we go through the TSA's checkpoints, or the tyranny that we undergo in other areas of our life with government being just so heavy-handed and Big Brother being in our business. And people will say, well, you write books on health. What does this have to do with our health? And the truth of the matter is, and I think you'll agree, Super Don, that as we sit back and allow our freedoms to be stolen from the government in other areas of life, economically, with our ability to start small businesses, or through heavy-handed taxation and so on, it will necessarily flow to other areas, including our health freedom. And we've already seen that with the Codex Alimentarius push in the last 4 to 5 years. We've seen that with the NDI guidelines trying to regulate supplements. And so wouldn't you agree that we've got to stand up against tyranny in all areas of our life? Otherwise, we are going to be facing a health tyranny we're already facing it, but it's going to be worse in the future.
Absolutely. You know, and it goes beyond. That's one of the things that when I first got introduced to Robert years ago, I thought it was really unusual, because you would listen to a show and in one segment he'd be talking about some dietary supplement or, you know, minerals and vitamins and things, and the next minute he was talking about something that happened in Congress, or he was talking about Ron Paul, or he was talking, right. And I was thinking, why? You know, I've never heard of a health show that talks about politics and economic policy and foreign policy and things of that nature. And it's really what kind of sets him apart, because you're right. You know, if you don't look at where, you know, if you don't connect the dots, listen, freedom to be able to choose what kind of food you want to eat, what type of supplements you want to take, that is not just something that comes from nowhere. I mean, it comes from government, and government is constantly trying to squeeze everybody and trying to put the stranglehold on your freedoms in so many different areas and aspects of your life. And one of those is what you can do with your body, the food that you can eat. And so if you don't keep track of those things, then, you know, eventually you're going to find out that those freedoms are going to disappear, like so many of the other ones that we're seeing, you know, go away. And so you have to look at those things. We got to keep an eye on these guys, because if you turn the other way and you fall asleep, suddenly you're going to find out that, you know, that food that you like to eat or that supplement you like to take, you're not going to be able to do it anymore. It's happening on a constant basis.
Yeah, I agree, and that's the reason why the TSA is reaching down our pants, okay? It's the same reason that the FDA is looking at banning injectable vitamin C or regulating other supplements, because the nation right now is being run by a bunch of power-hungry tyrants.
Yep.
And they're not the legislators that we've elected, okay? So as long as we have tyrants in charge, we can't have full expression of our freedoms. And so that's why we're here each and every day on the Robert Scott Bell Show, telling you the truth about your health, telling you the truth about other areas of your life that require freedom, that require a fight sometimes. I loved what Robert had to say yesterday when he interviewed Mike Adams about courage and standing up for the truth no matter what. No matter what anybody says. They talked a little bit about Dr. Oz selling out and so on. And I couldn't agree more. We've got to stand up for the truth in all areas of our life. We've got to fight for our freedoms, especially our health freedom here. And that's why we're here on the Robert Scott Bell Show every day. I want to say a special thanks to all of our sponsors. Please visit the sponsors, robertscottbell.com. And then want to remember, always, as Robert ends his show, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repair you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Survival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
The
average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome back, everybody, to Hour 2 of the Robert Scott Bell Show. For those of you that weren't listening to last hour, I am Ty Bollinger, your guest host today, and Robert is out with his children on a field trip, teaching them some real history. And so I'm here in his stead trying to hold down the fort till he comes back tomorrow. And so first hour, we had a lot of fun. Had a lot of fun with Super Don on with me. We talked about freedom. We talked about what did we talk about, Super Don, in the first hour? I'm drawing a blank.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, we talked about Big Pharma. We talked about
people
wrapping themselves
drugs,
in the First Amendment, but very selectively. And we had kind of a fun moment of duh as well.
Yeah, we had a moment of duh. And, the off-label use of pharmaceutical drugs is what we talked about in the first section. That's the one I was drawing a blank on. I think I was drawing a blank because I've been taking this pharmaceutical drug for memory. And it was actually an arthritis drug, but they said that it was good for memory, and it doesn't seem to be working very well.
It was a drug for memory, and the side effect is having memory problems, I guess, right?
Yeah. I mean, how many drugs have we seen, Super Don? On television, the advertisements, it's a drug for, let's say, obesity, but it causes obesity, or it's a drug
Perfect
for...
Perfect example. We were talking about cherry juice, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And one of the uses for the things that cherry juice can be used for is gout, right?
Yeah.
Drove me crazy when Euloric came out and it was like, here's this drug for gout, you know, and there's the commercial with the guy running around with this big beaker and it's like full of uric acid, you know, and he's like carrying it around like, you know, this is my gout, you know, symbolic of my gout. And in one of the side effects is that it can cause intense flare-ups of gout.
Of gout.
So it's like, yeah, I'm going to take this drug because I've got gout, but it might make my gout worse. What am I doing? Why am I taking this drug?
And there you have us living in the world of the medical matrix today. It's insane, folks. And it reminds me of the commercials that you see for, what is it? I'm trying to think. What's the little commercial that's got the butterfly?
That would be Lunesta.
Is that Lunesta?
Yes.
Isn't that the sleeping drug?
It is, yes.
What's one of the potential side effects of Lunesta?
What would that be, Ty?
Insomnia.
Oh, well, okay then.
I mean, it's just insane. It really is. We're living in the matrix here.
It's insane.
But it's fun
Absolutely.
To talk about, make people aware of what's going on, because you got to be able to laugh about it. It's very serious. These topics are very serious, but we've got to be able to make light of them, and we've got to be able to have fun while talking about them. Because, hey, you know, a merry heart is good medicine, isn't it?
It is, and it's necessary. So, laughter is the best medicine.
Laughter is the best medicine. Isn't that... What was the magazine that had a section called Laughter is the Best Medicine? Is that Prevention?
It might be. I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, I think they've got a section called Laughter is the Best Medicine. But you got to be able to laugh, folks. Got to be able to laugh about things. But we do want to talk about some things that are a little bit more serious this morning. And one of the things that we were talking about last hour with Super Don was freedom. Why our freedom matters. Why does it matter if the TSA is allowed to molest us or force us to go through radiation scanners? Why does it matter if police are allowed to beat a mentally handicapped man to death? Why does it matter if a mother is arrested for taking a picture of a tourist attraction? Why does it matter that there was, I believe, a Florida woman about a year ago was sentenced to jail for 20 years for firing warning shots to prevent her husband from beating her up? These are real stories. What does this have to do with our health? Let me tell you how this is interrelated, folks, because if we sit back and we allow the government to enslave and dehumanize us in these areas, then we're going to gladly follow them when they violate the Constitution and take our health freedom. I mean, we talked about last hour a few examples of this health tyranny, the Rawsome food raids. I don't think we talked about in depth, but the Rawsome food was raided for selling raw milk, and they were, one of the charges was mislabeling cheese. very dangerous to mislabel cheese. Mm-hmm. And we've got the Detroit, the SWAT team raid of, what was her name? Mike Adams covered the story. Marianne Godboldo.
Right.
You remember that story? She
Absolutely.
Refused to keep her daughter on psychiatric drugs.
Right.
We've got the gunpoint forced chemotherapy of Jacob Styler from a few months ago that Mike Adams also wrote a tremendous article on. I mean, Mike's on the forefront of this. If you want to figure out what's going on, go to naturalnews.com, folks, and read Mike's articles. He's the front runner on this. But the list goes on and on. One of the stories that is really hits home with me is about a decade old, but I want to tell you a little bit about it, and Super Don and I will talk a little bit about it on this first segment yep. of the program, and it's Thomas Navarro. I don't know if you're familiar with him. Thomas Navarro was a 4-year-old boy that was diagnosed with medulloblastoma, which is brain cancer. His mother and father, Jim and Donna, wanted to take him to Brzezinski Clinic in Houston. Super Don, you familiar with Brzezinski Clinic? You've heard of Stanislaw Brzezinski, correct?
I am. In fact, I think, if I'm not mistaken, and I apologize if I am, but we just talked recently. One of the guys, the lead guitarist for Def Leppard, just recently, I think, donated that may have been Gerson.
Gerson,
I'm sorry. I take that back. That was the Gerson Institute.
That's
but
okay.
Yeah, very, very familiar with Brzezinski. We've talked about him. In fact, wasn't he the one that just recently had his case dismissed?
Yes. Yeah, within the last few days.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and I'd like to hear more about the Def Leppard guy. I'll do some more research on that. I wasn't familiar with that, but it sounds like Gerson Clinic that he was involved with.
Yep.
Anyway, so they wanted to go to Brzezinski Clinic. Brzezinski's got a treatment for brain cancer, for many types of cancers. They're called anti-neoplastons. They work very well, especially with brain cancer. However, because Thomas was a 4-year-old child, he was not allowed to do that until he exhausted the conventional treatments for cancer. How often have we heard that? Yeah. So they did. The parents put him on the conventional treatments, which was chemotherapy and radiation, for a period of about 18 months. After which time, Thomas died. As he had just turned 6 years old, and he died. On the death certificate, which I have posted on my website, the cause of death was listed as toxicity due to chemotherapy. So the coroner was... I appreciate the coroner. He was honest. He told the truth on the death certificate. Death due to chemotherapy. The chemotherapy killed him. And so we are spending trillions and trillions of dollars on this war on cancer that was declared by President Nixon in 1971, and we're poisoning people, and we're seeing if 3 doses of this poison is better than 4 doses of this other poison. It's sad because children are dying. This is the true colors of the war on cancer coming out, I believe. I mean, instead of promoting an effective natural treatment for cancer, an alternative treatment for cancer, the U.S. government spent over $8 million of our taxpayer money trying to prosecute Dr. Brzezinski, over a period of over a decade to prevent his successful treatment from being utilized. So it's sad, but it's happening. And so we want to wake up to the truth that there's dozens of effective natural treatments for cancer that are being suppressed by the propaganda-spewing, mindless bobbleheads talking about working for a cure for cancer, walking for a cure, running
the war on cancer.
Yeah, the war on cancer. When really, the real war is being waged against alternative cancer treatments, natural cancer treatments that really work. Would you agree with that, Super Don, or you have another?
Oh yeah, I mean, listen, I would have to say that is, you know, whether it's cancer or you know, all of the other conditions and diseases and things that are out there, you know, that's what this show is about, and that's what you talk about, and a lot of the, you know, Dr. Pitar talks about, and Dr. King talks about. You know, this is the reason why we all do this, is because there's so much corruption out there, and you know, it's obviously, you know, it's like a lot of people say, you know, the money is not in the cure, the money's in the medicine. And
right.
So, you know, we need to point this out and wake people up, you know, that this is going on. The pharmaceutical and the medical industrial complex is a very real thing. You know, conspiracy is hiding in plain sight.
It is.
And, you know, we need to wake up and wake other people up. And fortunately, it seems like that's happening. And so that's what we do.
I think it is. I think that this show is very successful at that. The listening audience is growing by leaps and bounds, and we're thankful for that because that's the whole goal of myself, of Robert Scott Bell, of Super Don, and the folks here on the National News Network, trying to get the truth out about what's going on, because the truth shall set you free, as you hear in the intro to the Outside the Box Wednesdays, and the knowledge that we can pass on, knowledge is power, and if you have the knowledge about what's going on, you do feel empowered, and you don't feel quite so helpless as many of these parents, I'm quite certain, are feeling helpless when their son or daughters are taken from them and being forced to be subjected to the poison of chemotherapy or vaccinations. An article that just was printed out yesterday about a little 8-year-old girl being forced vaccinated against her mother's wishes. And it's happening all the time. It's not; these are not isolated incidences. It's happening very frequently. Forced vaccinations. I believe that the 8-year-old girl was down in Australia, so it's not just the United States that's happening. It's down in Australia, too. Yeah. But the incidences of forced chemotherapy, back to that subject, are just too frequent. You had talked about Abraham Cherix. Y'all have covered that story quite often. There's right. a man that I've been dealing with over the last several months named Jay Matthews. Same thing's happening to him. There's a friend of mine, Todd. He's asked that his last name not be mentioned. Up in Alaska, same thing's happening to him. CPS, the government, they're kidnapping children and forcing them to be subjected to chemotherapy poisoning. So it's really sad, but it's happening. So we've got to stand up against it, against all forms of tyranny. That's our goal here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, is to shed knowledge and truth and to stand up against tyranny. Hopefully that's what we're doing. And with the help of Super Don, hopefully we've done that in this first section of the show. It's time for us to take a little commercial break, say thank you to our sponsors, and then we're going to come back with some more interesting info here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stay tuned, folks.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in the 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man, based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you, Super Don, for being on with us there, and I really appreciate your input and your wisdom and your knowledge. We were talking a little bit about Thomas Navarro story and the suppression of treatments, the tyranny that's going on. It almost sounds like the C word to me, doesn't it? No, I don't mean cancer. I'm talking about the other C word, conspiracy. I mean, it does sound like a conspiracy, doesn't it, to suppress treatments? Conspiracy simply means that there's two or more parties working together in secret to accomplish a particular agenda. And once you understand that, it becomes clear that virtually everything that Big Pharma and the medical mafia do involves a conspiracy of some kind or another, doesn't it? A conspiracy to manipulate data, conspiracy to achieve FDA approval, conspiracy to hide negative studies, conspiracy to bribe doctors, and so on. Conspiracy has been, the word conspiracy has been branded to be a kooky, nasty word, but I mean, every time a football team gets in the huddle, they conspire to do a play against the other team. The offense conspires to score against the defense. So the conspiracies go on all the time. As a matter of fact, 1953, a United States Senate investigation reported that a conspiracy did exist to suppress effective cancer treatments. That's right. United States Senate, 1953, folks. Google Fitzgerald report. The senator in charge of the investigation conveniently died, however. The investigation was halted. Wasn't the first, wasn't the last of a number of strange deaths involving people in positions to do damage to those that were running the nation's cancer program at that time. That was 1953. In 1964, FDA spent millions of dollars to stop an alternative cancer treatment called Crebiozin, which had cured hundreds if not thousands of cancer patients, according to their documented records. Turns out later, FDA had falsified testimony of the witnesses. 1972, Dean Burke of the National Cancer Institute, who was the actually the head of their cytochemistry section, declared in a letter to a member of U.S. Congress that high officials of the FDA, AMA, ACS, and U.S. Department of Health, Education, and Welfare were deliberately falsifying information, lying, committing unconstitutional acts, and in other ways thwarting potential cancer cures to which they were opposed. That's right. One of the heads of the National Cancer Institute said that they were falsifying information to suppress cancer cures. This happens all the time. This happens all the time, folks. I mean, I'm quoting these Senate investigations and these studies so that you can see that this is not just conjecture. This really has happened. This really has happened. So this leads me to an interesting topic. Should we believe anything because our doctor tells us, and or because we read it in a respected, and again, I use that term loosely, a medical journal? Should we believe it? In light of the fact that we've seen that there is an active conspiracy, according to the Senate investigation in 1953, to suppress cancer treatments, in light of the fact that we've seen these pharmaceutical companies shelling out billions of dollars to settle lawsuits, pleading guilty to falsifying data that has been published in medical journals, should we believe our doctor or the information in these medical journals? Let's transport back in time. Let's put on our time hat, get in our time capsule, and go back in time to 1950 or so. You remember Jason Vail, whom I talked about? He was thrown in jail for 5 years for selling apricot seeds. All right. You may not remember the names, but keep in mind Dr. McDonald and Dr. Garland. Okay. Those were two physicians back in 1950 that were making headlines across the country by claiming quite publicly and loudly that there was absolutely no connection between cigarette smoking and lung cancer. Okay. And as a matter of fact, in 1964, Dr. Garland gave a speech entitled Smoking and Health, delivered before the Commonwealth Club in San Francisco. And he said, a currently widely held hypothesis is that cigarette smoking is related to cancer. This hypothesis is not proven. Cigarettes are regarded by many as one of the better tranquilizers. It is likely that obesity is a greater hazard to American health than cigarettes. And now, Dr. McDonald was even more specific. Here, 1957, I think it was, when he was quoted in U.S. News and World Report. And the title of the article was, Here's Another View, Tobacco May Be Harmless. In the article, there's a picture of Dr. McDonald sitting there really, really happy with a cigarette in his hand. Smoke's coming out of his mouth, and underneath the caption says, the total evidence fails to establish a cause and effect relationship between smoking and cancer. And then in the article itself, he describes smoking as a harmless pastime as long as you smoke under 24 cigarettes a day. And then he says, okay, get this. One could modify an old slogan, a pack a day helps keep lung cancer away. Okay? Okay. These are the two guys that wrote the California report, which is a report that the Fitzgerald report was actually looking at and debunking. The California report was a report that was on Laetrol, that was saying that Laetrol was dangerous. Fitzgerald report, which I talked to you about earlier, was one that came back and addressed the California report. These are the men that were behind the California report. Okay, it's interesting that if people had followed the medical advice of these two men, there'd probably be millions more people dead today from lung cancer in the United States. Interesting side note to this story is that Dr. McDonald and Dr. Garland each died as a result of cigarettes. Now, McDonald died from a fire that was started by a cigarette when he was sleeping, and Garland actually died of lung cancer. And he was the one, I believe, that had said that a pack a day helps keep lung cancer away. I guess it didn't for him. Bottom line is, more important than that, that's kind of an anecdote, but the bottom line is that they had falsified their summary of Laetrol experiments, and that, when I say falsified, I mean exactly that. They had falsified. There's no other explanation for it. The reason I can say that is that 10 years later, almost by fluke, the original documents that they used to analyze and which are now public record, they came out and it shows that they falsified their data on Laetrol or vitamin B17. So anyway, that's an interesting story, but I think it serves the point that you can't believe everything that you read, and you certainly can't believe someone just because they are wearing a white coat and prancing around and they've got a stethoscope. Doctors are basically good people, I still believe, and they're smart people, and most of them want to help, but you can't believe everything that a doctor says, especially when it comes to cancer. Question for you. Do you think that cancer doctors would submit themselves to chemotherapy if they were diagnosed with cancer? The McGill Cancer Center in Montreal, which is one of the most esteemed cancer treatment centers in the world, they surveyed 64 oncologists to see if they were diagnosed with cancer, or a loved one was diagnosed with cancer, if they would do chemo. Well, of all 64 oncologists, all 64 said yes, right? Is that what the results were? They should be. That's what the results should be if they were honest. Okay? If they're prescribing it to their patients, they should take it themselves, correct? You sitting down, folks? 58 of the 64, 91%, said that chemotherapy was unacceptable and they or their family would never do it because it's too toxic to their system. 91%. Okay? That is the ultimate in hypocrisy. They're prescribing cancer treating drugs, and cancer treating, more like cancer causing drugs like chemotherapy. They're prescribing that to their patients, but they won't take it themselves. That is hypocrisy. In the 1980s, there was a doctor named Ulrich Abel. He's a German epidemiologist, and he did a comprehensive analysis of every study and every clinical trial that had ever been done on chemotherapy to that point. All in all, he contacted over 350 medical centers to furnish him with anything that had ever been published on the subject of chemotherapy and cancer. By the time he finished this report, it's likely he knew more about chemo and cancer than any person in the world. The results will astound you. Okay, in his report, which is published in The Lancet, In August 91, Dr. Abel stated the success of most chemotherapies is appalling. There is no scientific evidence for its ability to extend in any appreciable way the lives of patients suffering from the most common organic cancers. Chemotherapy is a scientific wasteland. Of course, the medical mafia attacked his character, which is what they do. They can't attack the science, they attack their character. And then they basically buried the study. Nobody ever heard about it. You can hear about it now. But back in the 80s, it was early 90s, I think, when the study came out, nobody heard about it. Now, we've got access to it now, but it's because of the Internet. Thank God for the Internet. Let's pray that the Internet stays free, despite the fact that they want to give the control of our Internet over to the United Nations. Boy, I'd hate to see what happens to shows like this if that happens. I am your guest host today, Ty Bollinger. Robert, again, is out on vacation. We'll be right back after this word from our commercial sponsors.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We just talked last section about the C word, conspiracy. Ooh, the scary C word. The conspiracy to suppress effective natural cancer treatments. We've talked a lot about the show, about the fraud that's been going on with the big pharmaceutical companies, which is widespread in modern medicine, the medical mafia, as I like to call them. Remember, too, that all the proponents of drugs, vaccines, and mammograms ignorantly claim that their conventional medicine is based on good science. Sure, it's scientific, folks. Just about as scientific as the storyline in a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
What's up, Doc?
Super Don, you crack me up, man. You are awesome. What's up, Doc? So let's talk about a little bit about medical tyranny before we're going to get Super Don back on with us next segment. I'm looking forward to that. But there's a quote by one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence named Benjamin Rush. He was a medical doctor, and he believed that medical freedom needed to be included in the Constitution. Here's a quote from over 200 years ago, Dr. Benjamin Rush. "The Constitution of this Republic should make special provision for medical freedom. To restrict the art of healing to one class will constitute the bastille of medical science. All such laws are un-American and despotic. Unless we put medical freedom into the Constitution, the time will come when medicine will organize into an undercover dictatorship and force people who wish doctors and treatment of their own choice to submit to only what the dictating outfit offers." Does that sound like what's going on in the United States today with Obamacare, with our forced vaccines, with forced chemotherapy for children? It certainly does to me. It certainly does. Let me tell you something, folks. I talk about Obamacare a lot because it will wreck our healthcare system. And it's not because I'm a racist and hate black people. I couldn't care less what color the president is. And it's not because I hate Democrats, because I'm not a Republican. I'm a constitutionalist. Democrats and Republicans are the same. They're two birds of the same feather. They are both, whether it's a Republican in office or a Democrat in office, they are both puppets of the globalists. It's like going to a little puppet show and saying, "I like the puppet in the red dress." No, I like the puppet in the blue jeans. You know what? They're both being controlled by the same puppet master. And it's the same with our political parties here. Neither one of them are constitutional, and neither is Obamacare. Obamacare is not constitutional. Here's several reasons why. People will say that you're a racist if you're against Obamacare, or you don't know what you're talking about. Here's some reasons that you can give people why Obamacare is unconstitutional. Number one, it exceeds the scope of the Commerce Clause. The purpose of Congress's power to regulate commerce among the states was to end interstate protectionist measures and establish a national free trade pact. The Constitution does not give Congress the power to create commerce in order to regulate it. So, number one, it exceeds Commerce Clause. Number two, it imperils religious liberty. Obamacare forces religious institutions to provide services that violate their faith, such as providing contraceptives and funding abortions. Number three, it rewrites contract law. The individual mandate renders the purchase of health insurance to be compulsory. Okay, for centuries, it's been understood that contract is valid only if all parties voluntarily and mutually assent. Okay, it can't be compulsory. It's got to be voluntary. Otherwise, not a valid contract. It also penalizes to regulate behavior. Okay, in other words, it imposes a penalty to those that fail to purchase health insurance. Now, of course, that was debated back and forth. It is a penalty. It's not a penalty. I don't know what it is because they've taken both sides of the fence. However, the Constitution does not grant Congress independent power to tax for general welfare and may not use taxation as a means to regulate activity unless it's authorized by the Constitution. As CPA, here's one of the reasons it's also unconstitutional that I am well aware of. The Obama administration asserts that the financial penalty is a tax, but the tax does not satisfy the three types of taxes, either income, excise, or direct, listed as valid in the Constitution. The penalty is not assessed on income, so it's not a valid income tax. Penalty is not assessed uniformly, and it's triggered by economic inactivity, so it's not a valid excise tax. And finally, Obamacare fails to apportion the tax among the states by population, therefore it's not a valid direct tax. It's an illegal tax. Lastly, it infringes upon the reserve powers to the states and the people. The 10th Amendment reserves powers that are not specifically granted to the federal government, and it reserves those to the states. Nowhere in the Constitution is Congress granted the power to compel the purchase of a product as a condition to legal residence in the United States. That's several reasons why Obamacare is unconstitutional. It's going to increase your health care costs, folks. It's going to cause a rationing of health care services. Government's going to have direct access to your bank account. And there's a whole list of more reasons I could go over, but I'm running out of time. Super Don's coming back, and we got a big segment ahead. So I wanted to read one last article, or to summarize one last article, and I thought this was extremely apropos at this time. New Gallup poll shows the least trusted job in America is Congress. December 5th article, Gallup poll. Nurses are number one at the top of the list as far as the most trusted. At the bottom of the list are members of Congress. The only one below the members of Congress on the list are used car salesmen. So Congress is just above used car salesmen as far as having the American people's trust. Interesting, isn't it? Well, that's all we're going to talk about Obamacare here just a little bit, but I wanted you to get those points so you can effectively answer the folks that are going to say that it is constitutional or it's not going to increase our health care costs. We're going to get better health care under Obamacare. No, we're not. We're absolutely not. Next segment, we're going to have some interesting talks with Super Don about Christmas gifts, designer handbags for Christmas with drugs glued onto the handbags. We're also going to talk about unicorns a little bit in the next segment, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with Super Don here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, this is Robert Scott Bell, wondering if you've gotten your structured water technology portable unit yet. There's beauty in simplicity, and this machine is so simple. It's so passive. You don't have to plug it in, and you can travel with it. Just pour your water or any liquid in it immediately. It changes the structure. Why is this important? Because so much of the structure, due to toxic pollutants, discordant energies, disrupts our ability to think clearly, to act clearly. And you know what we're all about here, bringing the power to heal back to you. And this little unit does that. And it's not just for drinking water. You can utilize it for watering your plants. You can utilize it when you take a bath or a shower. You can put it on the whole house if you want to get that unit. And right now, Ronnie McMullen, our good friend, is offering a free month supply of Life Change Tea with every purchase. 90-day money-back guarantee, lifetime warranty. You can't go wrong. Tell them RSB sent you. Go to structuredwatertechnologies.com, 435-773-7473. Be like RSB. Structure your water today.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead Supplement Store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm your guest host today, Ty Bollinger, and had a good time sitting in for Robert today. Had a good time with Super Don discussing a bunch of various topics, interesting stuff. And we're getting up here on the Christmas season, and I wanted to bring to your attention an article that I just read 2 days ago. For those of you that are just still doing your Christmas shopping, you might want to look into this. It is a designer handbag by the Olsen twins. If you remember them, what were their names? Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen from the little
right.
series Full House, right?
Correct, yeah.
Absolutely, Bob Saget.
Yeah, that's right. They have a handbag that's for sale for $55,000, only $55,000.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
And wow, get me two.
Here's the catcher, Super Don, the kicker. Yeah. It is a bag laced with prescription pills. So on the outside of this designer handbag are glued a bunch of drugs.
Oh.
What a great gift.
These must have been left over from their stash. They didn't know what to do with, so they just glued them to their purse, I guess, right?
So, you know, that way, when they're out partying, they don't have to bring their drugs with them. They can just snatch one off of the outside of the handbag and take it. God,
this is great. It's a great picture here. It's like a black leather bag.
Yeah,
and it even looks like one of the pills on the outside of the bag is a Viagra.
I think that it says in the article that one of them is a Viagra. Yeah.
This is awesome.
That's one of those things that makes me go, hmm.
Hmm, yeah.
Wow. See, the thing about this is that here's the problem I have with this. I mean, free market, you can sell whatever you want. But what this does is it glamorizes drug use. It glamorizes prescription drug use. And here's two young girls, young women, that are looked up to by a lot of young girls out there in the United States. And they're basically... they're pushing drugs, for lack of a better term. If you look at the different celebrities over the past decade or so that have died of prescription drugs, I mean, the list is endless, right? Recently we had Whitney Houston, but we've had Heath Ledger, right? Help me out, Super Don. Who else?
Right.
Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, the situation with Michael Jackson, which was a big deal.
Anna Nicole Smith.
Right.
If you go back further, Elvis, right?
Sure.
Chris Farley. Who's the other Saturday Night Live guy? Belushi.
They all
died of prescription drugs. But is this surprising to you? It's not to me. It's not to me at all. But I want to give you a quiz, Super Don, and I want to see if we have a big brain on Super Don today.
Okay.
Who is killing the most people inside of the borders of the United States? Is it drunk drivers? Is it terrorists? What is killing the most people in the United States today, Super Don? Do you have any idea?
Drones? No. I'm sorry. Not yet.
Drones may be in the future if Obama gets his wish, but right now, not yet.
No, okay. I would have to say maybe the FDA.
Bingo. Look at the big brain on Super Don. It is prescription drugs, right? The FDA's own website says that they admit to 100,000 deaths per year due to adverse drug reactions and over 2 million serious adverse drug reactions from legal prescription drugs. They admit that. Wow. Okay. They also admit on their website, and I took a screen capture of this in case they take it down. I've got the image that proves it was up. They admit that adverse drug reactions are the fourth leading cause of death in the United States, ahead of pulmonary disease, diabetes, AIDS, pneumonia, accidents, and automobile deaths. That's a quote from their website.
Yeah.
They admit to being the fourth leading cause of
death. And that's amazing because, I mean, we just had World AIDS Day on I believe it was the 1st of December.
Right.
And you hear about that all the time. It's, you know, all the actors and the president and everybody, and they're throwing money ribbons and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the prescription death ribbon yet. Have you? I don't know what that would look like. What color would that be? But you don't see that. And this is higher than AIDS deaths.
Yeah.
Yet all of the focus is on all these other diseases, and you don't hear anything about prescription drug deaths.
No, you don't. You don't. And it's hidden in plain sight, though, right? It's on the FDA's website, and they admit to being the fourth leading cause of death. But if you actually get to the bottom of it and you look at iatrogenic, which Robert and I have talked about many times, which means doctor-induced, and that is the category the term which has been basically created over the past couple of decades because of the number of people that are dying from drugs and other medical procedures. If you look at the number of iatrogenic deaths, the number is actually closer to 800,000 a year, which it would be the number one cause of death in the United States, above cancer and heart disease. And that was done, that figure is actually 784,000 was in a report called Death by Medicine, I believe, by Dr. Gary
Death
Null.
Death by Modern Medicine, yep.
Death by Modern Medicine and Drs. Null and Carolyn Dean and others, who basically they outlined the number of deaths in, I think it was about 10 different categories that they outlined, which were all iatrogenic, and it totaled almost 800,000 deaths a year. So not surprising to me that we've got the FDA admitting to 100,000 deaths from prescription drugs when the actual number is probably higher than that, but the whole realm of iatrogenic deaths close to 800,000 a year, which makes it the number one killer. So which to me is interesting. I've talked this hour a little bit about Obamacare and the being forced to buy health insurance to put you into a system of disease management rather than health, to be honest, which is the number one leading cause of death in the United States. So right. We're being forced to buy insurance to be in a healthcare system that kills more people than cancer and heart disease. That doesn't make sense to me. What about you, Super Don?
Yeah, it's insane. And, you know, one of the things that Robert references, and I think this may have been what Dr. Carolyn Dean, some of the data she got, was the Barbara Starfield report.
Yeah.
Where they bring up, you know, all these statistics, and it's absolutely insane, you know, the deaths that are caused by unnecessary surgery, medication errors in the hospitals, and those happen a lot. Trust me, I've had firsthand experience with my dad who was in the hospital for a stroke. And I mean, you think the Three Stooges are running these ICUs sometimes with the stupid mistakes that they make. But you know, other errors, infections, you know, C. diff, big problem in hospitals. I mean, people are coming down with this, and there's reasons for that. And then the negative effects on drugs. I mean, hundreds of thousands of deaths a year. Yet this is still being pushed as, you know, the hospital, the doctor, the drug is the answer to all of your problems.
Yeah, and your story about your father hits home with me. When my father was diagnosed with terminal stomach cancer on July the 1st of 1996, he died July the 25th. He died in 25 days, and we had what was seemingly a healthy man. As a matter of fact, he was a very good basketball player and baseball player. He played basketball and baseball at Baylor, and he was 52 years old. He was still a very good athlete, and I went out with Dad probably less than a month before he was diagnosed with cancer in the backyard shooting hoops, and he had 100 free throws in a row. So that tells you the guy was still physically in very good shape, and still hand-eye coordination was still there. I mean, nobody would have known that he was sick except he had a stomach ache. So we took him to the hospital, and after they took his whole stomach out, which is one of the most absurd operations to me now that I look back on it and have done the research on total gastrectomies, people always die from the surgery. Then, over the course of the next 25 days, he had 19 blood transfusions because they botched the surgery. They couldn't sew him up properly, and he bled to death. Wow. And so, this is something that's real personal to me, this iatrogenic death, because my mother and father, actually, they were diagnosed with cancer, but both of them actually died from medical procedures to treat the cancer as opposed to the cancer itself. And it happens all the time. Right. It makes me sick to think about the people that are being butchered and killed from the modern medical system because of our ineptitude at treating this disease.
Yeah, and we're worried about Obamacare, and it's like, you know, let's look at what's going on now. I mean, Obamacare hasn't even really, you know, had a huge effect yet. There's a lot of problems that are going on right now that need to be fixed.
Yeah, there are. But you know what? On a lighter note, though, folks, back to Christmas, and we've talked about the man that told all the kids that there was no Santa Claus and got thrown in jail. And we've already given you a really good suggestion for a Christmas gift with this Ulster Twins designer handbag with drugs on it.
You know, one thing that you missed, though.
What's that?
A portion of the proceeds from selling the bag goes to UNICEF.
Oh, really?
So I think we should cough up the $55,000. I mean, I think it's worth it, isn't it?
Well, I'm just going to go write a check today now that I know that a yeah. portion goes to UNICEF.
That's right.
Wow. Well, you know, another great gift around Christmas time, since Christmas time is such a magical season, are little unicorns, right? Have you ever seen the little unicorns that they have in the gift shop?
Yeah, of course. Little girls love unicorns.
Yeah, little girls love unicorns. Actually, you know, little boys do too. I used to love unicorns. I hope that doesn't make me effeminate, but I loved unicorns too. Well, the jury's still out on that one.
Oh, okay. But all right.
We've got a story here that I want to go into a little bit. The Korean Central News Agency has reported that archaeologists of the History Institute of the DPRK Academy of Social Sciences have recently reconfirmed a lair of a unicorn written by King Tongimong, the founder of the Koguguro Kingdom, B.C., 277 to A.D. 668. So they found a unicorn lair in North Korea. That is amazing to me. Is that amazing to you, Super Don?
I did not know there was such a thing. I guess if... You know, I thought there was no such thing as unicorns, but if there's a unicorn lair, then there must be.
Actually, above the lair was inscribed unicorn lair, the actual words unicorn lair, so it must have been.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, of course. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not making this up. This is a story that actually I found yesterday on Glenn Beck's website, which I'm not a huge fan of Beck, but this is a funny story, and he does do some good stuff. He has some good pieces. But this is one that just caught my attention, that how ridiculous it is that in a country like North Korea, where it's a dictatorship, the media is controlled, and – oh, wait, am I talking about the United States? Or, oh, no, that's North Korea.
Okay. Yes.
Dictatorship, media controlled.
Now.
Anyway – as ridiculous as this seems, it shows you what you have happen in a communist country, a dictatorship, when the news is basically nothing more than propaganda, and people just believe it. And so they'll look at a story like this over there in North Korea and say, "Hey, you know, they told us on the news agency that there is a unicorn lair that's been found there. So I guess it must be true."
Must be.
That makes me think of our country here. You know, you must believe what the government tells you about a certain subject, or you hate America, or you're a terrorist if you disagree with the government on anything. And it, you know, I can just see Al Gore. I can hear Al Gore saying, you know, "How many years until we hear the question asked about the science behind these fabulous creatures called unicorns? Are you a unicorn denier?"
You have to win the conversation, and that means challenging the climate deniers.
Oh, I mean, was that a bad imitation of Al Gore or not? But are you a unicorn denier? That, because that's what we hear, isn't it?
All the time, absolutely. You're a denialist. Yeah. It's kind of like when Robert and I when we talk about HIV, it's the same deal. You know, if you don't toe the line with what, you know, the scientists and the doctors and the duh greed guys are saying out there, you're a denialist.
Yeah, you're a denier. So anyway, that was my feeble attempt at imitating the voice of Al Gore.
It was much better than mine would have been. I was too chicken. So.
Well, it was not near as good as the guy on Glenn Beck's show who did it yesterday. He was much better. He did a much better Al Gore. But anyway, yes. you get the picture, folks. It's, if you disagree with the government, you're labeled as a denier or a terrorist or a racist or just a bad person. You're just a bad person. You should believe everything the government says. You should believe everything that we're told about, just about everything, because the government would never lie about anything, would they? I mean, they would never lie to us about cancer viruses and the vaccines, would they, Super Don? Oh, wait.
Never.
That did happen. They would never lie to us about the Gulf of Tonkin. Would they? Oh, wait. That's been declassified under Freedom of Information Act, and they did lie to us about that, right? They would never lie to us about the first Trade Center bombing in 93. Oh, wait. That's been declassified. They did lie to us about that, too. Ooh.
Whoops.
Okay, so maybe they wouldn't always tell us the truth. All we're trying to say here is do your own research, folks, and don't believe everything you're told, because this is the land of the free and the home of the brave, but it is also the land of the propaganda and the bobblehead doll spitting out propaganda day in, day out, especially if you're addicted to the news station. So anyway, all that to say, it's been great being with you today. I've enjoyed doing this guest spot for Robert. He's going to be back tomorrow. And Super Don, I want to say you a big thanks. You've made this go a lot quicker and better for me, and I know that it's been more interesting to everybody to have you on the program instead of just listening to me rant and rave by myself.
No, we love having you on, Ty. It's awesome to have you here in the family, and I was happy to be your wingman.
Well, you've been a great wingman, and you can be my wingman anytime. And I want to say thanks to all the sponsors here for the Robert Scott Bell Show. Go to robertscottbell.com to support our sponsors. Tomorrow we've got the Healing Revolution with Dr. Frank King. And so that'll be just about sayonara for today. Want to remind you, as always, as Robert Scott Bell does at the end of every show, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. Some quick questions. Do you know what is in the water you are drinking? Do you care? Have you considered the quality of water for your plants and animals? Do you believe water is important to your life? If your water could be changed into healthy water inexpensively, would you consider changing? If so, log on to StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. Once again, StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. Learn, investigate, and act. Watch the informational short videos on the website. Water is most important. Structured water is beneficial. And learn how structured water can benefit you. Log on to StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
Scott Bell Show.